Mix crew. This is your girl Leah B, and I welcome you guys to In the Mix with Leah B podcast, where I provide a history lesson on all things Black music related, whether it be artist topics that's considered Black related, coming from a historical perspective. So hope you guys had an awesome holiday. I did. Hope you guys ate well, enjoyed with your family and everything like that, and ate good and all that good stuff. So yeah, I apologize. I was hoping to get these episodes, these November episodes, before the month is up, but never got a chance to. I've just been busy, and plus I was kind of feeling under the weather the last couple weeks and whatnot. So I'm back live in 11 color. I know y'all miss me. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But yeah, I'm back and I'm ready to get this party started quickly. Yes, indeedy. So yes, so this is episode 47. Yes, 47. And it is on this movie called Soul Food. And I wanted to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Soul Food, the movie, and the soundtrack as well. So yeah, so let's get into it. So 25 years ago, this movie became like what you call a staple for Black cinema, because it centered around family, especially Black family, in a positive light. Because, you know, as you know, back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, Black people were either known as maids, thugs, gangsters, whatever, like no good type of people. And this was like, even though this had its typical family dynamic, bringing families together, it still had its drama, but most likely saw us in a positive light, which was a good thing. And I remember seeing it with my mom and everything like that. So the movie itself was narrated by the son of one of the sisters named Ahmad, and it was about his growing up in Chicago, and they will meet at his big mama's house for Sunday dinner. Every Sunday they would meet every Sunday at Big Mama's house. But until she passed away, that's when all hell broke loose, and it just wasn't the same after that. So, but due to that, it became a popular movie during that time. It received 82% from like Rotten Tomatoes, and one and Rotten Tomatoes said that much like its tutelar cuisine, Soul Food, this is from 25 years ago, blends a series of savory ingredients to offer warm, generous helpings of nourishment and comfort. Yeah, that's how great the movie was. And Muterick, another review thing on movies, it was a score out of 68 out of 100, and it basically gave favorable reviews. The movie was produced by Babyface's wife, Tracy Edmonds, for her production company or whatnot. And like that movie, oh my goodness, I love that movie. Not only that I love the movie, it was sad at the end and everything like that, but it grossed over $43 million and came in at number 3 at this opening weekend, behind a bunch of other movies that were out at that time. But another component that I absolutely loved, and not only the plot and everything like that, was the music. I just remember that music was like the bomb diggity. I just had to get the soundtrack. I remember like the day after I saw the movie, I was like, yo, moms, I gotta go get that soundtrack. It's like the bomb diggity. And it was just great. And the soundtrack itself was released on October 16th, 1997 through LaFace Records, Babyface's record label, and L.A. Reid's record label. And it mostly consisted of R&B and hip-hop music, pretty much. And that soundtrack was like a success. Pretty much, it peaked at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 and debuted at number 1 on the R&B hip hop charts. And it was certified double platinum a year later in 98. And the singles that were like on there, as you know, was Mama from the best group in the entire world, in my opinion, Boyz II Men, ABC, BBD. Yes, they had the song Mama, You Know I Love You. Yeah, and that was like the most popular song off that that album. Pretty much, it actually went to number 1 and on the R&B charts. And also, it had a song on there by Total called What About Us. I think that was produced by Puffy at that time. I think so. Yeah. I got the CD, but I ain't about to like look it up. But yeah. And then there's a song on there by Drew Hill called We're Not Making Love No More. We're not even trying to change. Okay. Yeah, that was on there. I love that song too. And also, there was another song that had this fictional group called Milestone. They made a cameo appearance in the movie. So it was Casey and JoJo, Babyface, and his brothers Kayvon and Melvin, who was in After 7 at the time, had a song on there called I Care About You, I'm There For You, So Why Don't You Care For Me Like I Care About You. Okay, I'm done. But yeah, that was on there. And but yeah, that album was a classic, pretty much. And it's still a classic to this day. I still bump it every once in a while on my playlist or whatnot. But yeah, so I just wanted to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Soul Food, the movie, and the soundtrack. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. It's short and sweet. If you want to keep up with the podcast, I'm on Instagram. The podcast is on Instagram, In the Mix with Leah B. Twitter, In the Mix with Leah B. Facebook, In the Mix with Leah B. And also, I finally deactivated my TikTok. I don't know why I did that, but it was just confusing me, but whatever. I'm on the podcast is on TikTok. It's in the mix with Leah B. So if you want to follow that, you're more than welcome to if you're on TikTok. And also, if you want to, I also have this thing on here called, it's called Buy Me a Coffee if you want to support the podcast. And that way, meaning, you know, contribute, you're more than welcome to. I'll put the link in there. Well, I'll share it on Instagram and whatnot. And you contribute, you know, not even what you can put in, $2, $4, $5, whatever. Yeah. And also, if you want to, I'm on the website is in the mix with Leah B. .com. So I'm in the process of, I'm trying to be on the process of trying to make a newsletter for this. I just gotta figure it all out, but upcoming episodes and stuff, I've been saying that for the last year, but I just haven't had the time. So yeah, stay tuned for that. And all right, y'all be blessed. I hope you guys had an awesome holiday, Thanksgiving, all that jazz. And also, stay tuned for episodes 48 and 49. 48 is on the life of Coolio, the career and life of Coolio, and 49 is on Joe. So y'all be on the lookout for that. All right, y'all, peace and love.